Okay, so what do all these things have in common? The amount of Yamim Tovim during the year, David HaMelech, David our King, Moshe, Rabbeinu, the wedding in the morning period. It's a big group. Seven, they're all sevens. David was the seventh son of Yishai. Moshe was the seventh generation from Avram Avinu. The Yamim Tovim, there are seven Yamim Tovim during the year. Right? We have Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, 2 days of Pesach, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Right? That's seven. Seven. Okay? And of course, the wedding morning period. Now, we mentioned last week an amazing idea is that Shabbos is not just called Shabbos in the Torah, it's also called Shvi. And everything in the Torah that happens is not just B'mikra. It happens to be there 6 days, and Shabbos is the seventh day. The fact that Shabbos is the seventh day is an amazing thing. Just like we see all those amazing things, David and the Mount of Yamim Tovim and Moshe are seven, that tells us, and in fact, Chazal say, our rabbis teach us, that call Hashvi and Chavivin. All sevens are wonderful. If you're a seventh child, which doesn't happen so much in Eish HaTorah, but maybe by the Rebbeim, but if you have a seventh child, so you should feel really good, or you send it to seventh generation, call Hashvi'in. All sevens are Chaviv. And why is that? Because we said last week, seven is where really physicality and spirituality meet. Six represents the whole expanse of the physical world, right? Four sides, above, below. The Jews in the desert were mukaf, were surrounded on six sides. And seven represents a spiritual point, which is the interface between all that physicality and the spirituality, where all that physicality comes out of. Now, I saw in Pinkus' Sefer an amazing tosefet to this, an amazing addition to this, in his Sefer Brachot B'Cheshbon, which I'd like to share with you, which is this, that we have other points. You have 8, 9, 10, right? So what's the uniqueness of seven? Seven, listen well, guys, seven is spirituality meeting and interfacing and penetrating the physical world. There are higher kedushas that go on in the world, which are way beyond us, which we can't even understand. Right? We talk about 6,000 years and the year after, but there's eights and nines and tens. You know, we talk about these things a little bit on Hanukkah, the idea of eight. Those are kedushas which are beyond the world. Seven is the interface where it penetrates. And that really shows us what Shabbos is all about. We know that a non-Jew wanted to taste this, you know, he got some chalon on Shabbos. He said, I got to do this. And he tried to make the chalon and he tried hard and didn't have the same taste. And he went to one of the Rabbanim, one of the Chazal, and he said, you know what? No, it's Shabbos. Our food has a taste called Shabbos, right? Now, it's not just because we like chalon, but that's because the spirituality of Shabbos affects, goes into the food. Our food has that spirituality. And of course, the rabbis tell us also that the panim, the face of a Jew, looks different on Shabbos. The Sidur Shel Shabbos, this is famous, brought down in Chassidish Sfarim, famous Chassidish Sefer called Sidur Shel Shabbos. It was famous that when he came out of the mikveh Erev Shabbos, that's already when things start. Erev, Sfasema says, already a mix. Right? It's already when Shabbos is coming in. He would come out of the mikveh, my friends, and he looked taller than he did. He was taller than he was all week. Could you believe it? What does that mean? That means because Kedusha of Shabbos is a Kedusha of Shvi, of seven. It's not a Kedusha which is separate from the world above, which we can't taste. There are higher level things going on all the time. Where's Atzilus? Remember we told him Atzilus is here, but we have no shaykhs to that. Shabbos is here, is the penetration. That's really what the idea of seven. So we are Rabosai. Am Mikadshei Shvi. We're a nation which sanctifies the seventh day, which means we don't just view Shabbos as a day of rest. We understand that Shabbos is this amazing day where the physicality and the spirituality meet, and the spirituality penetrates into the physical world, and we love it because of that. Have a great day.